You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So today I briefly spoke to Professor Asad Shamsaldin from the Faculty of Engineering at the University of Auckland, and we talked about the recent flooding on the west coast of the South Island, which has left hundreds of people displaced from their homes, and how it relates to climate change. With the recent floods in the South Island, could you please explain why these events are becoming more frequent in New Zealand as well as worldwide?
Yes, I think in the most recent year here in New Zealand, as well as in other parts of the world, we have been experiencing extreme events, that is floods and drought, and this is most likely to be the result of climate change, so we need to be prepared for it.
And how do you think climate change has impacted these conditions?
Because of the carbon emission, that is, because of the heating of the earth and the increase in the temperature, that it has caused a lot of alteration to the natural hydrological cycle.
Now, hundreds of people have been displaced due to these floods. Do you think the government has to do something or has to implement measures or adapt to these conditions?
Yes, I think that will be the logical step. But before the government embark on this initiative, I think the government and the local communities has to have a serious conversation about what is an acceptable level of risk, because whatever you build, whatever mitigation measure you will build, say if you put a stop banks or something like that one, then there will always be a bigger event. Then the question is what's an appropriate level of protection for the community?
And do you think this comes down to an individual government, or is this more of an international problem?
It's an international problem, but like climate change is an international problem, and then there are a number of agreements worldwide to reduce carbon emission, but at the local or at the national scale, we have to be prepared with it, and then this will involve coordinated work between the government, the local government, and the communities.
And I guess if we don't act on this now, what could we expect for the future? Could we expect more of these extreme weather events?
I think the issue here is that this might be the new norm under a changing climate. So we have to be prepared for it.
So one final question. With it being winter, do you think this is more common in seasons such as winter, or could this be something that we see all year round? Expect all year round?
Well, in New Zealand, you know, flood events occur in summer as well as in winter. So it depends on the mechanism causing them, and it depends on the rainfall system or the weather system causing them. But in general, you know, many, many studies around the world show that with climate change, these extreme events are going to be more frequent.
And that was Professor Asad Shamsaldin on the flooding in the South Island and its relation to climate change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.